Okay, no worries.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. And your name was Andrew, right?
No, Edward.
Oh, Edward. Edward.
Oops. I hope you don't mind some background noise.
Hey, Edward?
Yes.
Hey, Edward. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Lulu asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No. The only price I have is pricing, and you're fixing to tell me.
Okay. Let me see what I can do for you. So it's that windows and doors listing here. Do you have a website yet?
No, don't have a website yet.
No website? Okay.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, there's almost no point to really hop on this, correct?
To hop on this?
If I don't have a website.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could build a site for you. It's not a problem. That's why I'm asking. I'm trying to put together a package that'll complete your online profile. That way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. I can knock that out for you, too. The major benefit to you in all this, though, Edward, is the first page placement on Google. You know, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page of Google. It's like most of your customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's only three guys that show for that windows and doors category for about a 50-mile radius around you.
Who?
Yeah.
Who shows up?
Actually, let me pull it up. I just had it. Where'd it go? Sorry, I got 100 links open. I think it was Modern Windows and Doors. Have you heard of those guys before?
That's my brother-in-law.
Oh, really? Like your sister's husband?
So it's actually my brother, my blood brother, and my wife's sister's husband. They're partners.
Oh, got it. Okay. So
windows and doors, that's funny.
That makes sense. You don't ever work with them?
No, I started my own thing. We kind of had a spout.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, he's doing pretty decent. He's getting about a call or two every day from his first page placement.
What was that?
I said he's doing pretty decent. He's getting about a call or two every day from his first page
call
placement.
Or two.
Yep. That's just for windows and doors, though. Like, for you, you know, we'll be able to list you for framing, trim, you know, other things. We'll be able to cover all your bases. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases. And so we'll be able to cover a little bit more. Right now, that's just for windows and doors that I could see.
Is he your guys' customer too?
No, he is working with one of our Google partners. There's four Google partners total. Each one of us is only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So it's kind of like he's working with one of our competitors. You know? And then window installation service, next gen windows and doors. Have you heard of those guys?
I know them. They're right down the street from me.
Okay. And that's another one that's up there for installation services. So those would be your main two competitors, really.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously right now if we start the campaign, we're coming from behind. But it's better late than never. You know, I mean, you don't have any reviews or anything is what I mean when I say you're coming from behind. So, you know, we could have you up there, but obviously being up there is going to result in more customers coming in, and eventually you'll get the reviews, right? We'll build them up over time. So it's better to get started on it now than to put it on the back burner, and then, you know, you fast forward a year or two from now and you're still in the same position where people can't find you and you can't really look you up and verify your reviews and everything. So we do have a package that comes with the website as well. As I mentioned earlier, this package also has the Facebook advertising and a Facebook business profile for you. So that way we have multiple ways of generating leads. And then it also has a popular directory submission in the package. So popular directories are things that already have a pre-existing relationship with Google. Things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few. And then you're also going to be a top option on the other major search engines that use Google as a reference point. So like Apple and Safari on iPhones. If they're doing a search on their mobile device there, they'll be able to see you still on the first page as a top option within 50 miles. And then same thing with Bing and the Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're using like an Amazon Alexa device. So you'll still come up as one of the top options there too, as long as they're looking for a service you provide. So the kicker with this package though, Edward, is that it's usually $4.99 month to month. What I'm thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, is I can apply a new in business credit, and that'll drop the pricing down to just $2.99. So it'll effectively save you about $200 compared to what your competitors are paying for the same type of campaign.
$299.
So it's a dollar less than $300, or about $10 a day if you break it down, but you're getting more than 10 services. So it's like a dollar a service per day.
Okay, and how long would it take you to build a website?
Oh, fast. It's 2 days. I mean, or it's Tuesday. I mean, by Friday, you know, we could probably have it up and running and looking good. We could send you the rough draft by like Thursday, and then any changes that you want to make, you just let us know and we tweak it. We kind of collaborate with you and make sure that, you know, it looks exactly how you want it to look. And I don't think any website's ever really finished. It's always kind of like a ever-changing thing if you want to add things or run a promotion or make a change to it. So that's all a part of the service as well. It's called hosting.
Okay. See, mm-hmm. The thing is, it's me and my cousin who actually started this business.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds good to me, but as you know, every business, if you have a business partner, you got to be transparent.
Ooh, okay.
So I wanted to give him a call, and I don't see why he would have a problem. I would just have to run by him.
Yeah, I don't see how he would have a problem either. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 17 years. But the hard part about getting these placements is the availability. You know, there's only three guys that show for that 50-mile radius. And usually when a spot opens up, Google creates a list of the guys that they feel are qualified. And they pass that list over to my reps like Lulu that you were just talking to. And what they're doing is they're basically calling down the list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill it, they close out the category. And so we won't be able to work with anybody else that's in the same category as you within 50 miles. So.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How much time do I have to make a decision?
Well, again, I mean, it's something we're actively looking to fill. But that's why we are offering it to you at a month-to-month rate. You know, if your partner tells you next month they don't want to do it, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, $300 isn't that much. Yeah, so let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it's really easy to make back. Like the first job we get you, you'll offset that cost. And Google advertising is also considered a business expense, so you guys will be able to write it off when you do your taxes at the beginning of the year too.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now, Edward?
No, let's use the business phone number.
Oh, okay. So this is like a cell phone that we have here?
This is my personal number. The other one is the business line, and that rings to my business partner.
Gotcha. Okay. What's the business line?
Oh, let me get that for you. But if you guys ever need to have any questions, you call this number, but
right.
Just call the other one.
Right. That's how I have it set up already. I kind of just put you down into the cell phone category. So any texts or calls from us will go straight to this phone that we're on right now. But as far as what the customers are seeing on the first page and on the online listings, it'll be this number that you're about to give me.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's 719-500-2942.
Okay, let me just repeat this back to you. So I have 719-500-2942.
719-500-2942, correct.
All right, perfect. And what's your last name, Edward?
Novak.
Novak. It's spelled just like it sounds, N-O-V-A-C-K?
Not C-K, just K.
Okay, gotcha. I feel like I've seen that last name before, probably on, like, football or something.
Yeah, there's okay. Part of it in all that out there, actually.
Yeah, I think
that. You ever watch The Office?
The Office? No, I see a lot of the memes from it, and I know what it is if somebody made a reference, but I've never, like, actually, like, watched the whole series.
There's a guy that has a last name, one of the top
Novak.
Characters.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately for me, I'm a Chargers fan. I grew up in Southern California. There's a guy who used to be a kicker for the Chargers for like 15 years. His name's Nick Novak. It's spelled that way. I think that's why it was popping up in my head there. Yeah, I'm like, I've seen that last name a lot. I'm on the back of a number 9 jersey. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing as well as the invoice receipt?
It's Superior Windows.
Windows.
N, the letter N, doors@gmail.com.
doors@gmail.com. Okay, I see what you did there. Let me just verify that this is valid. Okay, it's good. Gmail says it's good. Okay. And then what is the business street address where I can send a Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
2110 Boston Terrace, T-E-R.
Okay, I got it. Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80904.
80904.
Yep, got it. Yeah, they were already had you on the list for Colorado Springs. They just didn't have the exact street address. They're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number I'll need on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there on the first page of Google, kind of indicating where you are.
Uh-huh.
But if you like, I can actually hide your street address from the general public.
Yeah, hide it. It's my personal.
Yeah, it looks like you're doing business from home. That's why I was kind of throwing that out there for you. And then for the website, do you have like a logo or do you have any like pictures of work maybe that you've done in the past, like before and after shot?
Yeah, I got a few pictures. I got a logo.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a text here with my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. Uh-huh. There will be a team that's going to help me. We also have 24/7 customer service. So it's not just me that you'll talk to, but if you want something done quickly, there's a direct point of contact there. And then I'm also going to send you this email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And that's for you to send in your logo and as many pictures as you can or the ones that you want to help us get started on your site.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do all the legwork on it. We do have some stock photos, but it's always better if we have like actual photos of your real work instead of just like stock ones.
Yeah, I'll send you some photos.
Yeah. Yeah, we love that. And as the jobs come in, keep doing that. You know, keep sending them in. We won't stop building on your profile and everything that's on there. You know, we want to make sure we have as much reference as possible and reviews as possible as well. And then, so I have your account created. We do want to schedule a client interview with you. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, Edward, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like?
Let's do tomorrow around, what's the earliest that we can go?
8 a.m. Mountain Standard.
Let's do around, I would really like to do it with my business partner.
Yeah, they could join us.
We could both be on it.
Yeah, it's all over the phone. And we definitely would want to pick their brain too, because this is where we decide which keywords and services we're listing you for, the areas that you're covering, and we go over the website, you know, and then also the business Facebook page. So it's pretty integral piece of representation for your business. So it'd probably be a good idea to have him involved.
Okay, let's do tomorrow around 3 p.m.
3 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation for 3 o'clock tomorrow through your email. And then I will set up an automated text message reminder as well. Okay. And that'll come through one hour before the appointment. So you'll get that at 2. If anything pops up or changes where one of you guys can't make it, just let me know when you get that notification. I'll call you right away and we could reschedule it at a better time. But we do want to get this going as quickly as possible. It's a month-to-month service, so we like to get the ball rolling as fast as we can. That way, yeah, it just kind of helps us ensure that you're going to keep using us each month. We could show you results right
away.
So.
All right. And you said Modern gets a call every day?
Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes two or three, to be honest. It just depends on traffic. Like, some days you'll get a bunch of them, and then other days it might be zero. You know, you might get 5 one day, might get 0 another day, right? But it's real people in real time, and it'll average out to about 1 to 2 is what they're telling us to at least on the Google Analytics. Have you ever heard of that before?
Okay.
Google Analytics?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it gives us a good reading on what to expect and how many times each keyword has been searched in the area. So that was data from a 50-mile radius that he was covering. So if we put you in the same service area, then they say expect the same results.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I mean, obviously people are still have the right to decide, you know, who they're going to go with, right? We're keeping you as a top option. We don't really control any of that. All we can do is put you up there. That's why Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you a certain amount of customers from it. But,
absolutely. I understand it.
Okay. I just want to be really, really transparent with you there. Obviously, like I said earlier, we're coming from behind. So, the longer you do this and the more we build up your reviews, the better it's going to get with time. You'll start to develop a pipeline of not just reoccurring clients, but those new ones will start to stagger in more and more as we have more reviews up there.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
Debit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both of us.
Okay. Let me add Superior Windows and Doors here. Are you an LLC or incorporated at all?
LLC.
Okay. Do you want that displayed in your business name? Because right now I don't have it up there. No? Okay.
No.
And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I give you the card after our meeting tomorrow or no?
No, in order to secure the listing and for them to even do the appointment tomorrow, we have to secure the first month's payment.
Okay, let me go grab my car.
Okay.
I do apologize about all the background noise.
It's okay. I'm in an office. There's a bunch going on outside, too. I kind of have to stick my nose in the monitor just to make sure it's not getting through.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
4639...
4639. Oh, yep. Sorry, go ahead. 4201. 4201. 0798. 0768. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/28. 11/28.
And then there should be a three-digit code on the back there. 892. All right, let me go ahead and update. Okay, and before I authorize any transaction, I got to walk you through a voice verification recording. So this is about a 60-second recording. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Edward. Okay, so we're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Superior Windows and Doors.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Edward Novak, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Superior Windows and Doors today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Edward, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. You do want to try to practice immediate response time, but we're not going to beat you up if you're missing calls. You also have the right to refuse service to anybody, so... You know, don't feel like you have to go out and help every single person that contacts you. You're more than welcome to take a cherry-picking method to it.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month-to-month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says your first payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 3rd of 2024. It's going to be in a discounted pricing structure of $299 for what's called a Platinum Package Bundle, meaning that I've included the website for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees on the campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to auto-renew each month on the third day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It's not just like a one-month promotion. You'll actually have that forever. And then it says in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you're ever going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due or like before the third day of the month. So that way we could stop your billing, your automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to get confirmation here via email and text message. Okay. You'll get an outline of the agreement in writing. There's a Google verification form that you and your partner got to fill out. You only got to fill that out one time for as long as you have the business. It's part of your Google verification. It lets people know that you have all the appropriate documentation. And then also you'll get a text and email with the username and password for your tracking system. So that way you can actually keep track of everything we're bringing in for you.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. I know it sounded like a long call and a lot of information, but remember, you know, you have 24/7 customer service and you have my direct number and extension. So if you or your partner have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. Before I let you go, Edward, I just want to add your partner to the account in case I get a random call one day. I know who I'm talking to. What's his first and last name?
Igor Nazarchuk.
Oh, man, that last name's a toughie. Nazarchuk. Yeah. I'm imagining it's N-A-Z-A-R-C-H-E-K?
U-K.
U-K. Ah, so close. And then I-G-O-R, right? First name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, you did good.
I tried. I was writing it down and like sounding it out as you were giving it to me. And then what's his phone number?
It's going to be that business line.
Okay. So the line that we already have is the primary line of contact on the account here.
The 550. The 500.
Yeah, I was going to say 550. I have 500-2942.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll
and
let you get
one more thing.
Uh-huh.
If this goes well, I have one more business that I'm opening up. It's not fully ready, but I'm going to need a business. The Superior Windows and Doors, it's not as legit as this one's going to be. This one's going to be a full remodel, adding on extensions to houses and all that. So,
okay.
I will use you guys too.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on the list of qualified candidates. And then obviously the next time we have to have a GC spot open in order to put you up there. But I can add you to the list now since you're an existing client of ours.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. What's the business name?
Nova Design Build.
I like that, like your last name. Nova Design Build. Okay. And does this one have a separate phone number or address, or haven't got there yet?
So far, it's all under my.
Okay.
That's why when people call, I don't say a business. I just say hello.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. We want to do like a Google Voice number probably when we set this one up. That's something that I can, obviously when we cross that bridge, I'll go over it with you, but it'll put a different number up there because it causes a discrepancy if you have the same number on two different businesses. Online.
No, I said, Nova's going to be a little bit more officially set up. It's going to have its own business.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have different, everything different, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's not 100% set.
No, we'll help you launch it.
There's no available slots, like you said. So by the time the available slot, I'll have everything ready.
Yeah, sometimes these spots, I mean, that's why it's good that you guys capitalized on this availability today, because sometimes these spots are locked up for like 6 months, a year. You know, like we have package deals that we give our guys after a couple of months of working with them. We do the show and proof thing first, and then we offer them like 6 month prepays, year prepays. So sometimes, you know, it could be years. I have some guys I've worked with like 8 or 9 years already consecutively.
Wow.
So. Yeah, I mean, I started working here 12 years ago, and I still have the first guy signed up. He's a roofing contractor in the DFW area of Texas. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's paying a really low rate, too, because I actually took care of him, and then I locked him in, how I locked in your pricing structure. So even with all, like, the inflation and everything, if things go up, your deal's the same. You don't have to worry about that changing. So that's always good.
Oh, so I have a fixed rate right here?
Yeah, exactly. You're on a fixed rate. It'll never go back up to the normal $499 pricing structure. And then I also waived all setup fees on it. So I saved you about $350 today, and then I'll save you another $200 every month moving forward, based on the current pricing structures.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, the goal here is to work with you long term. So.
All right. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Sounds good. You have a great evening, Ed. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.